From the KPIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Nora Ferris. Opponents are suing to stop a new Missouri constitutional amendment that limits political giving. Missouri Electric Cooperatives and Legends Bank on Wednesday filed a federal lawsuit against the amendment, which takes effect today. Voters in November approved capping direct contributions to candidates at $2,600 per election. Donations are limited to $25,000 for political parties. Attorney Chuck Hatfield said he plans to ask the court to temporarily block the amendment as the court case plays out. The Attorney General's office did not immediately comment. The lawsuit comes as donors have continued to give six-figure checks during the month-long window of time between the election and the amendment's enactment. An Associated Press analysis found at least $1 million in checks of more than $5,000 given to state candidates during that time period. Missouri's Republican House Speaker Todd Richardson is calling for an investigation of the State Department of Corrections after reports of widespread workplace harassment. The alternative weekly Kansas City paper, The Pitch, first reported claims of harassment and subsequent lawsuits. The Pitch reported that Missouri between 2012 and 2016 paid more than $7.5 million on settlements and judgments related to those alleging harassment and retaliation. Governor Jay Nixon told reporters Wednesday that he wasn't aware of specifics. Department of Corrections spokesman David Owen said in an email to the Associated Press that employees receive mandatory sexual harassment training annually. Missouri's biggest peach producer is suing Monsanto after suspected use of an illegal herbicide caused widespread crop damage in Missouri and neighboring states. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch says the operator of Bader Farms filed a suit last month in Dunklin County, seeking what might be millions of dollars in compensation for damages to the farm's peach trees over the past 2 years. That time frame coincides with Monsanto's release of crop varieties resistant to the herbicide dicamba. Some farmers are suspected of using unauthorized forms of dicamba, which drifted to surrounding non-resistant fields. Monsanto says the lawsuit tries to shift responsibility away from individuals who knowingly, intentionally broke the law and harmed their neighbors in the process. A task force says the University of Missouri system should emphasize diversity in its recruiting and hiring practices, while also finding ways to fund those practices to make them sustainable. A 21-page report by the UM System Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Task Force issued Wednesday made specific recommendations to improve diversity for all four campuses and the system's headquarters. The report was in response to a 164-page audit also issued Wednesday. The Missouri Board of Curators commissioned the studies in November 2015 when former President Tim Wolf resigned after student protests over racial problems on the Columbia campus. Interim President Mike Middleton said in a news release, the system has made significant progress on the initiatives, and the audit was another important step. I'm Nora Ferris, KBIA News, Columbia.